Good afternoon, church. Let's all rise. Hallelujah. As we gather in God's presence today, let us be encouraged by His word in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. It reminds us to forget the past and press on toward the heavenly prize that God has called us to in Christ Jesus. No matter what we experience, whether victories or challenges, we can move forward with hope and purpose because of His grace. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, always be joyful. Turn to the person beside you and says, always be joyful. For our God is good, faithful, and worthy of all praises. Hallelujah, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Our prayer, never that lies behind, setting our hearts on a prize, always keeping our eyes on our Lord Jesus. We're running the race,
in the race to win,
all the way
to the end.
Lay down every sin that we seek to hinder us, and we'll be faithful.
You are calling, for you are able to keep us from falling. For in your promise, we will trust. You'll be faithful to finish the word you began. What lies behind,
setting
our hearts on the prize, always keeping our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
Running the race
to Him,
all the way
to the end, laying down every sin that will seek to hinder us, and we'll be faithful to our calling. For you are able to keep us from falling. In your promise, we will trust. You'll be faithful to finish the work you began. You'll be faithful to our calling. For you are able to keep us from falling. For in your promise, we will trust. You'll be faithful to finish the work you began. You'll be faithful to finish the work you began. And you'll be faithful to finish the work you began.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope.
Wherever you go, I wanna be by. Jesus, my Lord, your People say, Recognize that. You're holy forever. Be lifted up, God. We see you sitting down on your throne there, Lord. High and lifted up. You're worthy. You're holy. Yes, the Lord is holy forever. The Lord is holy forever. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. The holiness that He's carrying is constant, consistent. And in fact, that's His nature. Holiness belongs to our God. And His holiness is powerful. It radiates in the lives of people who believe in Him. And He desires for our lives to be saturated by that holiness of Him. And even in His love. And He calls us to be consecrated. Just like what He said, be holy, for I am holy. And in relation and conjunction with our theme for this year, be enthroned, it's actually a reminder and a call to each and every one of us that the throne we are referring to belongs to Him alone. We may have acclaimed trophies, high positions, glories for our own selves, but all of them, we can lay them, we can cast them before His holy throne. Because that highest throne, that holy throne, belongs to our God alone. That's why in everything that we may have a claim, let's bring it down, bring it up to His throne, and thank Him. Because all of this, we cannot do without His love, His power, with His help to each and every one of us. God rejoices whenever we acclaim all these things for all of us. But He alone deserves the highest glory, honor, and praises. For He is the one who caused us to receive all these blessings and favors in life. And David, in Psalm 145, knows about that. And he even gave us the detail of what the Lord has been doing to his life. Being holy forever, he keeps enthroning God in his life. Let me read this to you. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. And no one can measure His greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all His creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and the glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps His promises. He is gracious in all He does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, You satisfy the hunger and thirst of every little living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything He does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to those who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love Him, but He destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless His holy name forever and ever. Father, we just want to thank You, and we'll keep honoring You, exalting You. You are holy forever, and You will be enthroned even in our individual lives, O God. And here in our midst, we want to continue to lift You up, exalt You on high, for truly You're the only one who deserves it, O God. We thank You, we praise You, we glorify Your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Good afternoon, church. Pakitingin yung katabi nyo, baka tulog na kasi malamig. Umuulan na naman. Or sinong nilalamig? May jacket na tinda si Tita Eva. Order kayo. Pero, God is good kasi kahit malamig o maulan, andito tayo sa Kanyang bahay para tayo ay mag-worship sa Kanya. So, may I ask the congregations to please read with me the text for today from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, ESV version. Let's read. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God's love, a cheerful giver, and our response to the word of God. As we give our tithes and offerings, let us do the intentionally, deciding in our hearts what to give out of personal conviction, not obligation. Let us give with joy, knowing that God loves a cheerful giver and values the heart behind our giving. May we cultivate a cheerful and generous spirit in all we offer. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You with a grateful heart, acknowledging the abundance of blessings You have poured into our lives. Thank You for Your faithfulness and provision, which sustain us each day. As we reflect on 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, we are reminded of calls to give not out of obligation, but joy and sincerity. Lord, help us to purpose in our hearts to be a cheerful givers, recognizing that our offerings are expressions of our love and gratitudes towards You. May we give not from compulsion, but from a place of freedom and joy, knowing that all we have is a gift from Your hand. Transform our hearts to align with Your will so that we may serve others and advance Your kingdom with the resources You have entrusted to us. Teach us to reflect Your generosity and let our giving be a testament of our faith and trust in You. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who gave all for us. Amen. Let's give cheerfully po.
Amen. Today we have three sisters who had come for the first time here in our midst. But before that, we would like to recognize those who had come for the second or third time. Pakitaas lang po yung inyong mga kamay. Meron po ba? Second or third time? Amen. Ayun, thank you. Thank you po for raising your hand. So for our first timers, as I have called your name, may we request you to stand up for a while, and we would like to recognize your presence here in our midst, and we would like to pray for you as well. So let's welcome Rowena Kaimi. Amen. Let's also welcome Lala Doma. Welcome. And also Lani Bermudo. Ayan, Sister Lani. Later on po, after the second service, you will join back with your host for a short talk, short refreshment in one of our rooms here. And if you have a prayer request, and you can raise them with them, and they will pray for you. Amen. By any chance po, there are first-timers here na hindi namin natawag yung inyong pangalan, but it's your first time, we'd like to recognize your presence as well. Amen. Don't have time for lahat ay tumayan. Well, let's pray for them. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing over our kabubayans here, O God, in our midst. Father, we believe, Lord, that it's not an accident. It's your will. It's your plan. It's your right timing, O God, that they have come here, Lord, to hear your words and to rejoice with your presence, O God. Father, whatever needs that they may have, continue, Lord, to pour out your blessings and favor upon them, and whatever problems that they may have encountered, Father, we know that nothing is impossible with you, O God. So, Father, we are here with them, O God, lifting up to you whatever needs that they may have. Father, bring them, Lord, the answers to whatever prayer needs that they may have, O God. So, Father, we rejoice with them, and we thank you in their lives, O God. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's all greet them, and let's welcome one another.
Ako'y natutuwa, nakasama ka ngayon. Yo! Praise the Lord. What a wonderful day that we are here today in the house of the Lord. Amen? Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight important announcement. Firstly, ating early morning prayer. Dire-direcho po ito. Let's join our intercessory prayer team. This is praying Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. in the morning via Zoom, and then Sunday, 6 a.m. So let's just keep continually pressing in, trusting the Lord, and expressing our dependence by prayer. All right? So this early morning prayer. And then also our midweek prayer, because this week we've been fasting and praying. Next week we'll be doing it online, 9 p.m. by our TLWF Facebook page. So join us 9 p.m. And if you're unable to join us because of work, you can always replay it during your devotion time and pray along with us, all right? This coming Wednesday. And then we thank the Lord for a wonderful time we have earlier on sa ating in-person, in-between service, our prayer time this after the first service. But take note, in wave 2, we will do it in April. we just completed our wave 1 prayer and fasting, but in April to May we'll be having our wave 2 prayer and fasting. But instead of 1 week, we will do it once a week. We will take time to pray. All right, so let's just prepare ourselves as we seek the Lord. And also, we're going to need you to encourage you to join us in our Bible reading. You can get the soft copy, the hard copy, and also join us at the online app. You can read along with us and share your devotions. So take note, Bible reading po. You can always join us po, no? If you said you missed many days now, you can still join us. There's many more days. And importantly, if you're a ministry leader, care group leader, ministry leader, we will have our 2C2S gathering here. We want to share to you our plan for 2025, and we're going to gather and pray and ask the Lord how we will face the new year. We're going to lay to you some plans, yung mga direction natin this coming new year. So take note, 9 February, in between the services, we're calling all the leaders to come so that we can look forward to 2025. Ano may activities natin, and even possibility of things that might change, especially with our situation. Okay, take note, 9 February, we will have our leaders meeting, 2C2S. Amen. Just turn to the person beside you and ask that person, are you ready for God's Word? Amen. We should always come to God with prepared heart. Today we have a guest speaker to speak to us, and he spoke to us 11 years ago. 11 years ago when we were in YWCA. Yeah, YWCA. Pastor Pedro Cavazos is fondly called as Papa Pete. Papa Pete, yeah? And he's been in the ministry for 50 years, more than 50 years, being a pastor, missionary, and evangelist. And he's been going around, and we thank the Lord for his life. His wife, Teresa, is in the U.S., and he has 2 sons, Justin, who's married to Nancy with 3 daughters, and Jackie, married to Amber with 2 sons, and he's like a wonderful grandfather. And he's the founder of Papa's House International. Papa's House in the International, and he's been ministering to different nations, preaching the gospel. And today we have Brother Hector, Sister Jennifer, and of course, our beloved Pastor Dennis. Please stand up, and we want to welcome you. So they'll be here. Pastor Dennis is here, looking young. We thank the Lord for him. Thank the Lord for just being joining us in our service. But we want to, before we call upon Papa Pete, I mentioned earlier that his favorite food is balot, but I was wrong. But later he shared to you what his favorite food. He just came from the Philippines. They just arrived yesterday, 2 days ago, and he's been ministering in the Philippines the past few weeks. And he will share to you what his favorite food. Ano kaya yun? But we thank the Lord. But let's prepare our hearts and pray for Papa Pete as he shared the word this afternoon. Lord, we are gathered here because of you. And give us an expectant heart to receive from you. Illuminate your word and make it clear, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and open our ears, our hearts, and our mind to hear and to receive from you. And we ask, Lord, that you would use Papa Pete to remind us on how we ought to walk, to remind us your beauty, your mercy, and your grace. I pray, Lord, that you will use him powerfully and anoint him as he stands in this pulpit. Lord, I pray that you would move in him powerfully. So we surrender this time to you. Ang desire po namin, Panginoon, is to encounter you in a fresh new way. And we thank you on how you have moved in the first service. And we are also expectant, Lord, to encounter you in this service, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's just welcome Papa Pete.
Someone asked me one time why my Bible is so big. It's because the letters are big. And I can see them. I used to have a small one, and I still do, a little bitty. And now I can't read it because it's too small. So I've got this Bible here, and I've had it for a number of years. It's my friend. It goes with me everywhere I go. I count it a joy to be able to share with you today and to stand in front of you, to look upon you. I have desired to come back since the last time I was here. Pastor said 11 years. Wow, it's been a long while. Okay. We have enjoyed the time then, and we enjoyed the time now. We have enjoyed the time in the Philippines that we were there for so many days. God just blessed us and moved and used us, and we're excited about what took place there. Made some new friends while we're there. We've talked of ministry, of going to other places and ministering throughout the Philippines. My heart to sit here. I've been all over the world, but my heart to sit here in the Philippines. Now, I'm not a Filipino. I can't speak Tagalog or Ilocano. I can't speak none of that, but I can speak Spanish. How many of you here speak Spanish? Nadie? Nadie? Unos que sí, sí hablan. ¿Hay alguien aquí que puede hablar español? Por favor, no, no. Yo soy el único uno que yo puedo hablar en inglés, en español, no. I'm the only one. Okay. Talk to me in English. Don't talk to me in Tagalog because I don't understand. I'll just say yes. Yeah. Bless you, bless you. I was preaching one time in Yugoslavia or Serbia, and I always greet the crowd and the people in my native language. So I started doing that. Well, there was a bunch of people there that stood up. And they started talking to me in Spanish. And I said, where did you learn that? I said, YouTube. Spanish channel. So I'm 74 years old. In just a few months, I'll be 75. I'm grateful for every moment of it. I'm grateful for every day that God has given me. I praise Him for it. He has been good to me and gracious to me. He has kept me. He has kept every word that He promised me that He would do for me and how He would use me. Every word. I was 24 years old, in a particular place we were living. Didn't have any children at the time. And I was in the room that I call the back room of the house, and I was praying. And I had a vision. It was an open vision, just like I can see you. I saw literally the heavens above me unroll. And God began to speak to me. And He said, I'm gonna send you to the nations. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know anything about that. I had to learn. He said, I'm going to take you to the nations. And I'm going to raise up people to help you. They were in this vision. There's others back home. I didn't know who they were. I was just like 24 years old. And I remember as the Lord was showing me where we were going to go, I said, how are we going to get there? How are we going to do that? Because I had no clue. I didn't know. I didn't know anybody. And He says, just walk before me and I'll show you. I was 24. Been a long time. I never, never have I forgotten that moment when God spoke to me like He did. Never have I forgotten that moment, and especially the element of His grace when He poured Himself upon me. I remember crying, just crying with my hands raised up and just thanking God for it. Because just a few months before, I was involved in very deep sin. And it took only the grace of God to bring me out of that. I don't embellish those moments, and I don't want to. I don't want to think about that so much, other than just as a slight testimony. But I'm telling you, God set me free. The night that I got saved, that night, right before that, my mind was filled with perverted scenes involved in pornography, involved in prostitution and in drugs. And that, my mind was set on that. Every other word was a curse word. But that night, God literally washed away everything. I couldn't think of a curse word. If I wanted to, I couldn't think of that. My mind was clear of that, clean. I was purified by the Holy Spirit. I didn't understand what all that meant. In my home where I lived with my parents, because I was such an ungodly boy, I had pictures on the wall of nude women, magazines. I had all of that. First thing I did when I come into the house, I led my mama to the Lord. I witnessed to her, led her to Jesus. I was the first convert. Then I went into the room where I was staying, and I tore down every one of those pictures. Everyone took all the magazines, and I took them out, and I burned them. And I went to my mama, and I said, I'm sorry for what I did. To my dad, I'm sorry for what I did. Because I didn't know. I was ignorant, blinded. But when Christ set me free, all that was gone. All that was gone. Why am I telling you that? It's because our relationship with Christ is important. And our relationship with Christ, it actually is seen by everyone around us. Everyone around us will know. You cannot hide being a Christian. Some of you here may be kind of lukewarm. Either you're hot or you're cold. You're not going to be lukewarm. I wanted to serve God, and I wanted to serve Him with all my heart. So I had to make decisions. And the decisions were my ungodly friends that I had to give up. Those that I was running with, I said to them goodbye. At that time, I was in love with a young lady, and I had to go to her and tell her goodbye. That was a hard thing to do for me. I was really in love with her, and I wanted to marry her. God had other plans for me. I've been married for 51 years now to a girl that I met in church. She had come the first time I saw her. God said, that's the girl you're going to marry. I don't want to get married. That's the girl you're going to marry. I led her to Christ. I led her to Jesus. And I said, God, if that's the woman I'm going to marry, then she's got to be saved. Or else I'm not going to date her. I'm not going to mess with her. I'm just going to leave her alone. So I led her to Christ. It's been a journey. It's been an experience, and it's been an excitement. I'm not going to tell you it's been all roses, because it hasn't. But it's been a journey. Let's put it to you like that. I love her, and I've loved her ever since I saw her to this day. Like I said, we've been married 51 years. I have two boys, Justin Philippe and Jacques Pierre. I have two of them. I have five grandchildren. I love those guys dearly. They call me Papa. So that's where I get the name, really, Papa. From that. Not Papa Bear, but Papa. It's been... The ministry for me has been exciting. It's been precious. The Lord has been my keeper and my stay throughout all the years of ministry. Today, right now, I want to share with you for just a few moments. The pastor said I've got 30 minutes now, right? What if we go over a little bit? Thank you. Is that okay with y'all? If I go over just a little bit, man, you know what you just said? That 2 hours worth of preaching. Come on, brother. No. I want to share with you what I shared this morning, obviously, but I want to share with you, it's a passion of my heart for people to know. I want to preach on the exalted throne of Christ. exalted throne. And I want to take the scriptures out of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 5 and 7. So you want to follow along with me. It says in Isaiah 6, verse 1, it says this: in the year of the death of Uzziah the king, I saw, and it's that word I saw that I want to build on, that I want to encourage you with. Let's finish reading it. I saw the Lord sitting on a high and raised throne. The hem of his robe was filling the temple. The King James Version says that his train filled the temple. Okay? And it was filling the temple. And it says seraphims were standing above him. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And the one called to the others and said, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts." Man, I love that when God witnesses to me what I'm about to preach and share, because we were just singing about that. We were just singing about that. Wow, when God shows up, all things change. Everything changes. When God shows up, blessings begin to flow. Regardless of where we are in the stations of our life, God is moving and he is blessing. I desire to follow God. I've been in the world. I don't want the world. I desire to follow God. I desire to follow God. And I say it this way because it's true. I follow God in the ministry. Not because of the ministry, but I follow God in the ministry of his word, his presence. I rise up early and I seek his face. Way before everybody gets up. Sometimes the chickens are still awake or still asleep when I wake up. The rooster has to wait on me to tell him, go ahead and crow. But I'm up early. And I'm up early to seek his face. The freshest words are those words that are spoken in the freshest moments of your time before the Lord. The first hours. This morning I woke up with the thought just booming in my head. I'm going to pour water on a thirsty soul, thirsty land. And he's about to do that here. When I was in the Philippines, I woke up one morning and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, tell them there, the pastors there, that the Holy Ghost is about to move in the Philippines and you're imminent and you're ripe for a revival. And I'm telling you that not just in the Philippines, but here as well, ripe for revival. We know the chaos and the confusion that is coming. We know that. We see it all over. But also we are reminded that in the last days, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. In other words, he's going out and he's working to wake up people and saying, hey, it's not just about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's about waking people up, coming to Christ. Coming to Christ. And here, as we read this passages of Scripture, there's just an add-on here. Not an add-on, but a continuation of verse 3. And it says, the whole earth is full of his glory. Oh, what a majesty that is. To be able to see and to be able to understand. And in verse 4, it says that the pivots or the posts of the threshold shook at the sound of their voices when they begin to cry, holy, holy, holy. I wonder if you can just grasp for just a moment the depth of what was just said there in the passages of Scripture. That declares to me of the power of God. And that power lives within us. That power surrounds us in our places of worship. Wherever we are, that power is there, evident and present. My, when Isaiah saw this, he was moved by what he saw. He was excited, yes, but he was moved by what he saw because he saw the Lord's throne high and lifted up. Yes, the government was in trouble, and yes, the king had died. Yes, all of that was evident, that was there, but he wasn't focused on that. Isaiah was focused on what he was seeing in the heavenlies. Can I tell you, you cannot have a vision like that unless Christ is enthroned within you. Oh, think about the glory of that. I want to see him. I want to experience him. But I want to see him high and lifted up. Christ in me is the hope of glory. I don't want a vision of the cross. I can read that. I can see, as Isaiah describes, how Christ died. And I have experienced that relationship that happens at the cross. But I want to see his throne. I want to see where he is at. I want to come into his presence and bring all my burdens and all my petitions with him. But I'm not coming to a chair. I'm not coming to a place where it has no meaning and has no purpose. But when I come to the throne, it's coming to an exalted throne. I'm coming into the place of his presence. And because of that, I'm able to see him. I'm able to experience him. I'm able to receive his blessings. Have you ever read where it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, where it says now, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, do you understand? I could preach 5 days on just that, every hour of the day. Why do I say that? Because within the spectrum of that verse right there lies the attitude of what God has for us. And he invites us to come with boldness. And when we come with boldness, we're bringing all our petition and we're bringing all our concerns. We're bringing all our burden, not a few, but all our burdens. And we're bringing all our sicknesses and we're bringing all our failures into his presence. And because of that, then he in turn gives us the mercy and the grace to receive and to stand. When we exalt him, Christ, in our hearts, guess what? We're coming to this throne of grace. This exalted throne. This lifted up throne. All of that is in the language of Isaiah. Never mind Uzziah. Never mind that guy. Never mind him. But I'm more entertained with what the seraphims are saying. Holy, 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 and so powerful is their praise and worship that it moves the posts in the temple. Wow. Can that happen in our church? Oh, yes. Can that happen in our assemblies? Yes. I'm reminded of two young men. Actually, they were joined by two more. There was four of them, Kills Corner in Ireland. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And they prayed and they sought the face of God. And here's what they said. Father, we are dry and we are thirsty and we need a move of the Holy Ghost. Not a move of religion, a move of the Holy Ghost. And those men prayed and they prayed and they sought the face of God. Were they Pentecostal men? Oh, no. Were they Assembly of God members? Oh, no. But they prayed. And when they prayed, they saw the hand of God begin to move upon them. My. One night, as they were praying, the Holy Ghost moved upon them. And they testified. All of a sudden, the power of God swept into that room, a little schoolhouse, Kells Corner, into Ireland. It moved. And you could hear the dishes rattling. Rattling. And it was almost like it was an earthquake. It was no earthquake. And what it was the presence of God. And it was moving in their hearts. It was moving everywhere. And the Holy Spirit spoke to one of them and says, you need to go tell Pastor Adams of the First Presbyterian Church there in Ahochel in Ireland and tell them what has just happened. That Pastor David Adams had been praying for 13 years for a move of God. And these men came in there and told him, Pastor, we have just seen the hand of God at work. We've called down heaven. Oh, glory. Heaven, and it's walking among us. Pastor Adams opened the church doors of this Presbyterian church, 500 members. Not people, members. Hundreds of people began to come as the Holy Ghost showed up. I've been into that chapel. I've been in the hall in that church there. People came in. It filled the bottom floor. Literally, there was no aisle all around. only thing that Pastor Adams could do was just stand and move like this because people were everywhere. There was no room. Even on the second floor, people were up there. And all of a sudden, the second floor balcony to the right of the pastor the posts begin to sink in the ground. And immediately they stopped and they said, everybody get off. And everybody go outside because they thought the building was going to collapse. Oh, the building didn't collapse. And instead, the body of believers went outside and it was raining. There was mud on the ground, obviously, from the rain. And nobody wanted to leave. And in fact, they all knelt down in the rain. They began to cry out. Their tears mingled with the rain. And the Holy Ghost came upon them. And a revival for X weeks stirred the whole community in a huddle. And it went from there to another place, to another place, to another place. What am I saying to you is this: when you see the Lord high and lifted up, all you want to do is bow down. He will come to where you're at. He will minister to where you are. He will touch you. He will show you because he desires to be right where you are. When you see the throne lifted up and when you exalt the throne, I'm telling you, God begins to move. Are you hungry for the move of God? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty for the move of God? Hallelujah. I've said it often and I say it again. If all you have is smoke, then throw the example and experience you have and the message that you have. If that's all you got, throw it in the fire. If there's no fire in your worship, if there's no fire in your praise, if there's no fire in your experience, if there's none of that, then my friends, you are falling short of what God wants to do. Can I preach to you for just a little bit? I don't want to scare you. Is it okay, Pastor? People in the upper room, what did they receive? A little shake and a bake? No. They received tongues of fire. Ooh, glory to God. The Holy Ghost came down, not just in a little touch, where it just barely gave them a little rub down. Oh, no, it shook them from their innermost being to their outermost. It shook them. Glory to God. What do we need in our churches today? It's not another preacher. Oh, we need a visitation from on high. We need the power of God to shake us. We need the fire from on high, the heaven to move upon us. And then when we begin to sing, we're singing of the glories of God, what we have captured in vision of what God is doing. Isaiah, what do you see? I see him high and lifted up. What are you seeing? Hallelujah. What are you seeing, church? If you're not hungering and thirsting after the things of God, close it up and go home. Do you hear what I just said? That's radical. Oh, but if you're here and you're weeping between the porch and the altar, and you're crying out and you're repenting of your sins and you're giving up your heart and you're giving up your life, guess what God's going to do? But before that, guess what you're doing? You're enthroned in Christ in you. You're raising up the throne of Christ in you. Okay? And what else is God doing? He's answering. He's moving. Forgive me for crying like I just can't help it. Let's go back. Verse 1 here. Something there that I see that I want to bring to your attention. Again, the King James Version says his train. This train filled the temple. Oh, glory to God. He wants to fill every corner, every space in our life. You hear what I'm saying? I'll tell it to you like this in relationship. I have room in my heart for one woman, and that's the one I'm married to. I don't have room for four or five. I don't. Just one. And here's what it's saying here. His robe, his train. It filled every part of the room. He wants to fill everything in your heart. All the dark spaces, all the black spaces, everything that where you have got your little secret stash, he wants to expose that. And he wants to move within your heart. And then it says the smoke filled the temple. I want the power of God to flow all the way through me. Not sometime, but every time. Fill me up, Lord. Not with some selfish ideas or some selfish motive. Don't fill me up with just vain preaching. Lord, I want to feel the power of God. I want to feel the glory of God. I want to be filled with the fire from on high. Glory to God. That's what's going to change us. The early church was not born in just some little lackadaisical place. It was born in a fire. Glory to God. It was born in the glory of God. And it has continued down through the ages. Men of renown have brought it to the surface as well. I'm talking about the glory of God. But the church has been just consequently just going by. Oh no! The last church is a church on fire. The last church is a church, glory to God, waiting on the presence and the power of God. Are you hungry for revival? My question is. Oh, hallelujah. You said, Papa, do you always preach this way? Not all the time. Just when I get excited. So are you excited? Just a little bit. Holy, 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 glory to God. What an anthem of praise these angels did. They're commanded to do that. They were created for that. But you and I, the anthem and the praise and the worship that flows from our hearts and from our lips, my gosh, how wonderful that is, how powerful that is, because now we're not being commanded to, we're doing it out of voluntary worship, we're doing it out of voluntary praise, and the Lord God is just sitting there just soaking it all in. Yeah, those are my kids, yeah, they're down there praising me, yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter the language, it doesn't matter what you sound like, but we're praising and we're worshiping God. There's going to be a time when the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we all enter into the presence of God from every nation under this earth. Those that have lived and died in Christ, all of a sudden they're going to be resurrected, and we're going to be walking into His presence. You know what it's going to sound like? People are going to be speaking that heavenly language. Never mind if I can't speak Ilocano. Never mind if I can't speak Swahili. Never mind if you can't speak Spanish. But when we get there, we're all going to be of one language and of one mind, praising God. Why? Because He has brought us into His fold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw Him high and lifted up. High and lifted up. Exalted. When we exalt Christ in our lives, whoo, the experience of that moment of grandeur when we look upon His face and we see Him in that reality of holiness, in that moment when we see Him. I shared it this morning, and just briefly tonight. I got married, most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I look at her today, 71 years old, and loose teeth, a little wrinkled, hair is falling out. I don't see that. I'm aware of that. Kind of, you know, our bodies change, right? Right? Come on. And I see the woman that was tall and thin, had more curves on her than a country road. She's beautiful. Blue-green eyes that turn green when she gets mad at me. Blue-green eyes, long blonde hair, slender and beautiful. I still see her just like that. I tell her sometimes, Sister Teresa, I think, you remember that girl? I done forgot about her. What are you doing remembering her? I said, that's the way I see you. When we get born again, when the cross of Christ convicts our hearts by us coming and we accept Christ at the foot of the cross, immediately our hearts receive Him, and the throne of God begins to rise up within us. He looks at us in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. That's what Isaiah saw. Whew. Just keep going. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying this? Are you receiving? Okay. The Lord was fully in charge of the kingdom of Israel, regardless of what happened to Uzziah. He's still in charge, regardless of what's happening here in the Philippines and regardless of what's happening in the U.S. When we see him high and lifted up, it calls for a moment of reflection on our part, but also it was in Isaiah's part. As Christ is sitting on the throne, I want to see him. I want to know him. I want to experience him. And when I do, what happens then? He reveals to us his exalted glory. He reveals to us his exalted majesty. He reveals to us his power and his glory. And when we go home after a revival service where we've seen the Holy Ghost move mightily, where many signs and wonders have taken place, and even where the dead has been raised, when we see those things, we go home, our hearts are full, excited, because of what we've just seen the glory of God do. Do you understand? Do you understand that when Isaiah saw him high and lifted up, it wasn't just a throne, but it was his scepter as well. It was his robe as well. It was his glory as well. It was his majesty as well. You cannot separate those because they're all come together. My, that's why, and that's why we need the Holy Ghost, is because it exalts Christ. It reveals him to us, and we want to quit sinning, and we want to put away all these things that are darkness in our lives. Come on, church, come clean tonight. Come clean tonight. His robe wants to fill every part of your life, all the dark spaces, all the negative things. He wants to fill you. That when we lift up Christ within us, guess what happens? We want to give up all those things. Wow. His train, his robe, the filling, the smoke, all of that touches our lives. I saw the throne high and lifted up, he says. Then I saw his train. So I go back to my wife when we got married. I didn't forget. Don't think I'd forgotten. No. She's coming down the aisle, beautiful woman, dressed in white, and she had this train behind her. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, why did you buy that? I mean, it just didn't matter. I wasn't looking at the train so much as I was looking at her. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I remember those two little flower girls, they held her train out to the side. And they kept unfolding it, Pastor. Every fold here in Isaiah, every fold represents the glory, represents the grandeur, represents the wealth and the passion of Christ, everything there. And that's what I'm saying. Everything about that robe, when it filled that temple, it's wanting to fill us. Let's exalt Christ in our lives. And when we do, you know what we're saying? All those hidden things have got to go. What are you hiding, saint of God? What are you hiding, Christian? He wants you to get rid of that. You've got to get rid of it. You've got to let it go. This throne, it's exalted within us. It's going to come head to head, face to face with who we are. Oh, glory to God. Thus comes the saying, we must be born again. We must be ready to follow hard after him. We must be ready to allow him to do surgery on our heart, to cut us deep and set us free. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We stand in amazement and we look at the cross, yes. And we see all he done for us at Calvary. I'm excited about all that and I preach about all of that. But this throne, that's another dimension. That's another area of glory and of power when we look and when we see him high and lifted up. And you know what happens when we see him like that and we're walking in that? Then people just like that want to come around us. Oh, that the church of God be filled with people that are filled with the knowledge of the grace and the mercy of God, and that the throne of God is exalted in their lives. My, then revival will break loose, and many people will be joined into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I'm going to stop here. Not because I've got a few minutes there. But I tell you what I sense in my heart as we were sitting there. The angels cried, holy, holy, holy. And so powerful was that praise and that worship that the posts in the temple begin to move. I'm convinced that that same anointing and that same power is here, right now. Will you stand with me, please? Stand with me. And before the musicians start to sing, I want you to raise your hands and begin to cry, holy, holy, all over this room. Come on, don't be silent on me now. Holy. That's all you're going to say is holy, 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 holy. Come on. Holy. Let the Holy Ghost move upon you tonight. Holy, holy, holy. Some of you here tonight, you need to repent. You need to get out and come this way. Come on, don't stop. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God. Holy, holy, holy. You're here and you need to repent. You need to come forward. Come on. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God. Holy, 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 holy. Come on, church, let's worship Him. Come on, church, let's worship Him. Come on, church, come on, church. Come on, church, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. And they cried, holy. They cried, holy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Everywhere. Everywhere. All over this room. Don't stop. Holy. 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 Catch a glimpse of Him high and lifted up. Catch a glimpse of His glory. Catch a glimpse of His majesty. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The greatest.
Amen.
Your name stands above them all.
Yes.
All thrones and dominions, all powers and possessions, your name stands above them. Oh,
others here. You want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Oh,
Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is light. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Come on, church, let's just praise you in this place. Holy is the Lord, yes. Let's lift His holy name. Jesus, we enthrone you. Jesus, we enthrone you. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King.
Yes, Lord.
Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up in our praise. And as we
let's lift our hands,
to feel your throne. And as we worship,
yes, Lord, you are enthroned, oh God.
And as we worship in your throne, come, Lord Jesus, and take your place.
Let's declare in this place, Jesus, we enthrone you, Lord.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim.
We
worship your throne. And as we worship
you, you are King of all, Lord God.
And as we worship your throne, come, Lord Jesus, and take your
place. And as we worship you,
word of the Lord for us today. Don't remember the prior things. Don't ponder ancient history. Look, I'm doing a new thing. Now it sprouts up. Don't you recognize it? I'm making a way in the desert, paths in the wilderness. Lord, we thank you for that word. That you're making a path in the wilderness. Lord, we enthrone you in our homes, in our hearts, in every family, Lord, and in this church. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, let our lips be singing what Isaiah said. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for this service, that we can encounter you in a fresh new way. You have heard our prayers. And, O Lord, as we face 2025, we are starting right because we know that we have encountered you. And, Lord, baon-baon po namin ito. Ang inyong salita, ang inyong presensya, Lord, will help us, Lord, as we face 2025, O God. Kung ano man po, Lord, dinadaanan namin as an individual enough as a church, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are King forever. And we enthrone you, Lord. Come on, church, let's just give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Just raise a hand and receive the benediction. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, may you be glorified in everything we do, meditation of our heart, and the words that we say, and the things we do, Lord. Be magnified and be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord, we say, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I know we want to dwell some more, but just go and hug somebody and tell that person, Jesus be glorified. Everybody, thank you. Thank you, Papa Pete, for sharing the word.